That was Love Comes Stealing from Frank Munn on Coral FM. And here is another wee surprise that Ted Harms brought me on the same CD.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz?
This is from Jesus Christ Superstar.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. 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 What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know? Don't you mind about the future? Don't you try to think ahead? Tomorrow for tomorrow. Think about today instead. Oh yeah. I could give you facts and figures. Yeah, I could give you plans and
plans. Even
tell you where I'm going.
When do we ride to Jerusalem? When do we ride to Jerusalem? When do we ride to Jerusalem? When do we
to know why you're obsessed with fighting? Times and things you can't defy. You knew the path we're riding. You'd understand it less than
what's
I would.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Let me try to cool down this beat. Let me try to cool down this beat. Let me try.
Mary, oh, that is good while you prattle through your supper. Where and when and who and how? She'll always try to give me what I need right here and now.
His time on women of her kind. Yes, I can understand that she amuses, but to let her stroke you, kiss your hair is hardly in your line. It's not that I object to her profession, but she doesn't fit in well with what you teach and say. It doesn't help us if you're inconsistent. They only need a small excuse to put us all away.
Who are you to criticize her? Who are you to despise her? Leave her, let her be now. Leave her, she's with me now. If your slate is clean, then you can throw stones. If your slate is not, then leave her. Men like you can be so shallow, thick and slow. There is not a man among you who knows or cares if I come or go.
Thank you.
Okay.
So what do we have there? We had Frank Munn singing Love Comes Stealing.
Right.
And then on the Mary Philbin, Andrew Lloyd Webber connection, we got into Jesus Christ Superstar, the 1970 rock opera.
Featuring
Ian Gillan of Deep Purple fame.
Smoke on the Water. I used to like Highway Star. That was my favorite Deep Purple tune.
He did one album with Black Sabbath.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't forget, I believe the hit single from Born Again was the song Zero the Hero. And all that, which was, and that was the great Yvonne Elliman as the female backup.
She's awesome.
Who had numerous hits and was Eric Clapton's backup singer for about 1,200 albums.
Yes, at least.
And then we, on the Conrad Veidt inspiration for the Joker theme, we just played some of Prince's music for the very first Batman movie.
Mm-hmm.
Which was 1989.
Right. That's right.
It was a hugely hyped movie.
Yeah.
All spring and all summer, and I saw it and I was all done with it. And I thought, you know what? It's great. It was cool. It was nice to look at.
Campy.
But then I was off to Europe. I went to Europe for some of that fall, and I was thinking, I'm gonna thankfully get away from the Batman hype. And of course, I get there, and guess what movie is released in like mid October?
Well, there's always 6 months. There's a 6 months difference between us, the U.S. and England.
So I got more Batman, Auf Deutsch and all that, when I was in Europe, and so I couldn't escape Batman that year. It was everywhere.
Oh, man.
So, getting back to The Man Who Laughs, it's this Friday, 8 o'clock at the lovely Registry Theater, run by the
lovely
and talented, and where would we be without him,
Lawrence McNaught.
The tickets are $15 at the door. You can buy them advance, $15 for the center and the square. If you buy them at the door and bring in a food bank donation, a 99-cent can of beans gets you $5 off the price.
Very cool.
So that's $10 plus the food bank donation. And high school students, $5 IGO tickets.
Two IGO? Yeah.
So that's this Friday at the Regia on Frederick. I forget the exact address.
122
Frederick Street. Apologies in advance that parking sucks. But find a side street, or you can probably maybe park down by Center Square if there's nothing going on.
Yeah,
as well.
True that.
There will be two free tickets available to the first person that goes into Far Out Flicks and is able to tell just you or any of your staff.
Actually, any of our staff is good.
Any other staff. So you could go there right now. And the trivia question is, and no cheating looking at the poster behind the door, but what's the name of the movie on that we're playing, that we're accompanying with on Friday?
On Friday. Yeah, look at the poster's right on the wall.
Yeah, so
right
don't there. Look. Don't cheat. We don't want cheaters at the show. We only want fine, upstanding, moral citizens. And then the next show, we are on April 11th, so Thursday, April 11th, we are doing a surrealism double bill.
Oh my God, are you ever.
We are doing Un Chien Andalou.
Oh, mon Dieu. Why is Un Chien Andalou so famous?
Famous? Because it's good.
Well, yeah.
Louise Bunel, Salvador Dali.
Squeamish.
Just...
A little scream.
Just the one scene. And it happens in like the first 3 minutes.
I know.
But anyways, and then what we're doing afterwards is another Louise Bunel related film, which is The Fall of the House of Usher.
Oh, man.
Which I forget what it is in French. Anyways.
Maison de
the Usher. Fall down.
Somebody knows, give us a call.
So that's Thursday, April 11th, and that's going to be the same deal. It's at the Registry. 8 o'clock start, $15, $10 plus food bank donation, or $5 IGO ticket.
Yeah,
so,
very cool.
So we'll try to do something surreal musically.
That'll be a great challenge for you guys.
Very cool. Yeah, I mean, there was a little bit of musical surrealism. But I mean, the thing about surrealism is that it's the dreamlike state. So how do you do dreamlike music? I mean, you know, it's, you know.
With a five-piece band, you'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure something out.
You'll figure it out.
It'll be good.
It'll be grand.
And I'll probably be back here.
Yes, you will be back here. I'm already telling you now.
April 10th, I guess, the day before.
Yes, you'll be back here April 10th as a guest on my show.
The Wednesday, and more snappy patter from me.
Yeah,
so.
For sure. No, this was great.
Un Chien Andalou, a great movie, all kinds of weird things, but, I mean, I think it's kind of like beer in that after you've had three or four, or seen the movie three or four times, it does kind of make sense. It does have a bit of a rhythm to it and a bit of a pattern, and you can kind of see how one scene leads into the next. But I can see why this is a very well-known movie.
It is. There's a contemporary of yours that did a score for this some years ago.
Yes.
At the Registry Theater.
Yep.
My good pal, Nash the Slash.
Did it?
Did not. Were you there?
Yes, I was. I was at that show.
Yeah.
And Nash did Un Chien, and he did Nosferatu.
That's right.
Nosferatu. So. And I remember he had like 80 pounds of like studio and rack gear to get all the different sounds going and all that. Which now, thanks to modern technology, you could probably have, you know, he just needs his little an iPad with him and he'd probably have everything ready to go. So,
well, I think you're the what's the next phase? Nash hasn't been doing anything in the last 5 years.
Okay,
so
he's been busy.
He's been busy. He's been underground. He's staying in his crypt. So I'm sure he'd be very pleased to know that you guys are, you know, carrying on.
We will,
the tradition, and in such a different, a very different and novel and exciting way with a five-piece band instead of like it's just Nash all, you know, with one.
Doing everything and the crazy mandolin stuff.
Yeah.
I figured because the bandages that he could actually have like 8 or 9 different Nashes going. And
he could.
And no one would really know. I mean, it's
like out of the Matrix.
Like out of the Matrix or you know, like Krusty the Clown tried in the one Simpsons episode where he had a clown school and he sold franchises.
Oh, so, he told me the secret to how he stays in that all those bandages for so long, but I will never tell.
Oh, two-sided tape or spirit gum or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Well, I have a special. I know you have to. Your boot heels have to be walking soon.
Yeah,
so
soonish.
Here is a song.
What have you got?
Here is a song just for you off Red Hot and Blue. Someone I know you really like, David Byrne, doing a Cole Porter tune called Don't Fence Me In on Coral FM.
Myself in the evening breeze, listen to the murmur of the cotton. fence me in.